You are still in the company of Fresh Breakfast all the way till 10 a.m. We do have a few minutes left in each other's company before I have to hand everything over to Nande, who will take you on Fresh Meat Mornings. That is from 10 to 1 p.m. But regardless, a couple of days ago, actually, we had a conversation about what you were talking about, actually, because we're always watching what you talk about, and we're like, you know what, let's also talk about it, because the people we care about are talking about this, so it's got to be important, right? So a couple of days ago, we had a conversation about how some fans are unimpressed with Gus's latest music, where some of his fans feel like his music is just not on par, and it's just not the same sound of Gus that we're used to, and all of this, okay? So NSK also made a really good point where he said that, listen, the music that we so loved and grew up to from Gaza, and that sound of probably 2000 and 2010, whenever it was, okay, cannot be the same sound that he carries into 2023. Do you know what I mean? So now we reached out to Gaza and we got the answers for you, because the question was, has the brand Gaza changed in any way? How has the brand evolved? And what does he have to say about some of his fans feeling like he is slacking on his music? We will check out what the Grootman himself has to say in a few minutes.
Are you a musician? Father's by. You are home on 89.3.
So you are talking about it, so therefore we will talk about it, because you are important to us and what you talk about is important to us. So a couple of days ago, some music lovers recently took to social media to express their dissatisfaction with music sensation and award-winning artist Gaza. Lazarus Shimi recently released music. Okay, so he's been doing a lot of collaborations as of late, actually. And I know that he also has a song that came not so long ago with Esmo and so forth. So people feel a little bit dissatisfied, and they feel like it's not the same sound. It's not on par. This is not the Gaza brand that we are used to. So we reached out to him and asked him to make sense of the whole article. And this is what he had to say.
Hi, Shaquan. Thank you for reaching out. Clearly, I'm in the bush because I don't really know what's happening on the socials, and also...
Oh, he's on the farm, by the way.
I can't listen to Fresh out here. Yeah, so just to answer a couple of your questions. No, Gaza is not changing. Gaza is adapting. So either you adapt or you die. You know how the saying goes. And I'm sure even for the person that wrote this article, they have also adapted. I mean, the Namibian is also online, and that doesn't mean that they shouldn't cater to the people who read the print, you know, the printout copies of the Namibian newspaper. So that's because they are also adapting and also being part of the evolution, you know, when it comes to print media, for instance. And Gaza is doing the same. Gaza is looking after the brand, the Gaza brand, the GMP brand. And you know, we want to be part of the new school, not because we want to let go of the old school. We want to see how we can close the gap between the new school and the old school. And the gap is clearly there in terms of music production. The sound is changing in terms of distribution and infrastructure. You know, there are those who still want to listen to CDs. There are those who are into USBs now. There are jukeboxes, and there are those who want to listen to music from the DSPs. And I can say now, the new school, it's got their distribution on lock because the DSPs are there. But what about those people who don't have even connectivity? How do they consume music, and how do we get the music to them? You know, and I feel like I think that that's where some of this miscommunication comes in, because if you look at the numbers of the music that I just released now, I think they have even beaten the number of streams that I used to get, especially on YouTube, per week or per day or whatever. Just because we didn't brag about it, it doesn't mean that we don't see the difference. It's just because we are in the middle of conducting our survey, and we haven't reached conclusion yet. So basically, we're trying to close the gap between the new and the old school, and their concerns are valid. And I'm just not sure whether the issue here is really with the fans or with the publication, because if you see the questions that this lady sent me.
Okay, so what Gaza is actually saying to round it off for you as well is the fact that, you know what, we are just going to have to adapt. Times have changed, the sound has changed, and I think the one thing that I've always really genuinely appreciated about the brand Gaza itself is the fact that this man knows how to to remain relevant regardless of the times. And even if you have to look at his history, I mean, it speaks for itself. Even the biggest shows that have been actually, been held in Namibia by local artists, a lot of them came from Gaza himself and that brand and everyone else who's affiliated with the GMP brand. Okay, so I hope that brings you a lot of clarity right now in terms of just really understanding that, listen, he hasn't abandoned you. He's also not, you know, trying to cater to it for a new market that you're not relevant anymore or important to him. It's just to say that, listen, the sound has changed, but it's still the same GMP brand that you love. Okay, coming up in a few minutes, we are going to get right into... See, I'm even out of breath right now. Either way, coming up in a few minutes, we are going to be speaking to Selma on Fresh from the Office, and I really hope that she's not woke this morning and that I'm actually going to catch her off guard, because that anything but correct game. Listen, I need more people to fail, actually. But I mean, but I love you still, but I need you to fail. This one is Davido with Fall. Banana follow you, Papa.